After a week of pomp and ceremony, Ronald Wilson Reagan, the 40th President of the United States, reached his final resting place yesterday evening. His Hilltop Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, was the site of a private burial ceremony for family and friends. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The ceremony was private, if not exactly intimate. 750 people were gathered under a nearly cloudless sky on the west lawn of the Reagan Presidential Library about an hour before sunset. It's the time of day that photographers call the magic hour because the light is so warm and gentle. And it's the time of day that Ronald Reagan chose for his burial service.
Please pray with me.
The Reverend Michael Wenning was the Reagan's pastor at Bel Air Presbyterian Church. He officiated here after participating earlier in the day at the national funeral in Washington, D.C.
We have come from sea to shining sea to this soil which he loved so much.
The mourners here were people who, as Reagan's son Ron said, knew his father not as a world leader, but as a man. They were friends the Reagans had made during their decades in Hollywood and in politics. In Washington, Mr. Reagan was eulogized by dignitaries and former heads of state. Here, the words of remembrance came from his children. Mr. Reagan's eldest son, Michael, spoke of how the affection he and his father shared deepened as Alzheimer's disease stole away more and more of the late president's mind.
At the early onset of Alzheimer's disease, my father and I would tell each other we loved each other and we'd give each other a hug. As the years went by and he could no longer verbalize my name, he recognized me as the man who hugged him. And so when I would walk into the house, he would be there in his chair, opening up his arms for that hug.
The Reagan's daughter, Patty Davis, told how when she was a small child, her father comforted her with love and faith after one of her goldfish died.
And then he gave a beautiful eulogy. He told me that my fish was swimming in the clear blue waters in heaven, and he would never tire, and he would never get hungry, and he would never be in any danger.
Ronald Reagan was a deeply, unabashedly religious man, said his son Ron.
But he never made the fatal mistake of so many politicians, wearing his faith on his sleeve to gain political advantage. True, after he was shot and nearly killed early in his presidency, he came to believe that God had spared him in order that he might do good. But he accepted that as a responsibility, not a mandate.
Despite all the personal moments, the service was accompanied by the military trappings that marked other ceremonies during this week. There was a military band and chorus, a 21-gun salute, a flyover of Navy fighter jets, and taps. An honor guard bore Mr. Reagan's casket from the stage to the crypt area, out of the view of guests. Only Mrs. Reagan, the Reagan children, and close friends were present for this final ceremony. The flag that covered Ronald Reagan's casket this week was removed, folded in the traditional three-corner manner, and handed to Mrs. Reagan. With the flag in her arms and tears in her eyes, she lovingly stroked her husband's casket one last time. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Simi Valley, California.